Public Service Enterprise Group says the nuclear plants could become unprofitable in 2 years and be shut down. Ratepayer advocate Stephanie Brand worries the legislation could cost ratepayers over $300 million a year. She says there's no evidence to demonstrate subsidies are needed.
I'm not advocating that they close. I am advocating, though, for a system that does not allow a single company to hold us hostage in this way.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says the legislation creates a review process for the State Board of Public Utilities to determine if a nuclear plant needs a subsidy.
If what PSE&G is saying isn't true, right, that there's no problem, there won't be any rate increase.
Members of the committee voted unanimously to advance the measure. Sweeney expects the full legislature will vote on it in the final weeks of the lame duck session. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.